Hello, word nerds. Welcome to the dictionary. Oh, this is going to be an interesting episode. Interesting as in probably incredibly uninteresting and boring because, hey, guess what? We have one word in this episode. One word. And it's just this giant block of text, and it goes a good chunk over to the next column, so this might be a bit on the long side, although I'm probably not going to have so much chitter-chatter. We'll see. We'll see what happens. Okay, so the word is call, C-A-L-L. It is the first form, and the second form will be in the next episode. It's not nearly as long, but it's also pretty long. Okay, call is a verb from before the 12th century. We are starting with intransitive, and this is so giant, I assume transitive is somewhere. Oh, yeah, there it is. Oh, actually, it's a lot. Transitive is much longer than intransitive. Okay, 1A, to speak in a loud, distinct voice so as to be heard at a distance. Synonym is shout, as in call for help, call for help, call for help. 1B, to make a request or demand, as in call for an investigation. 1C is talking about an animal, to utter a characteristic note or cry. Yeah, the animals call. That's what they do. They call for lots of different reasons. They call because they're like, hey, dudes, what's up? Let's hang out. They also call. They say, hey, ladies or men's, I would like to have some relations with you. Or they also call to say, hey, guys, there's food over here. Let's go get it. Or they call to say, hey, there's a guy who wants to eat us. Run, run, run. I think that's most of the calls. Okay, 1D, to get, to try, to get, really? To get or try to get into communication by telephone. To get or try to get into communication by telephone. Who does this anymore? As in, just call to say hello. I just call to say I love you. And that is often used with the word up. Call you up. 1E, to make a demand in card games, as for a particular card or for a show of hands, and that's the end of that sentence, to make a demand in card games. 1F, to give the calls for a square dance. How does that go? How do the square dance songs go? Boy, I am blanking. I haven't square danced probably since high school. Not that I was super into it at the time, because they made you do it in gym class. Grab your partner to and fro, and I don't know how to finish that line. 2, to make a brief visit, as in called to pay his respects. Also as in called on a friend. Well, those were all the intransitive definitions. Now we go to transitive. 1A1, to utter in a loud, distinct voice. And this is often used with the word out, as in call out a number. Like in bingo? B7. 1A2, to announce or read loudly or authoritatively, as in call the roll. Also as in call off a row of figures. Call off a... What are with these examples? They're so weird. Okay. 1-3, to announce the play-by-play of, as a football game. 1B1, to command or request to come or be present, as in was called to testify. 1B2, to cause to come. What? To cause to come. That's the end of that one. And then, see, with these large blocks of text, I think I should put my finger up here so I can follow along. It's very hard when you go to the next line. It's hard to find where it is. Okay, so 1B2 is to cause to come. Synonym is bring, as in calls to mind an old saying. 1B, no. What are we on? 1B, no, 1C. Wow. This is going to get real hard. 1C, to summon to a particular activity, employment, or office, as in was called to active duty. Also as in was called to the bar of justice. 1D, to invite or command to meet. Synonym is convoke. C-O-N-V-O-K-E, yeah. As in call a meeting. 1E, to rouse from sleep or summon to get up. 1F1, to give the order for, bring into action, as in call a strike against the company. Well, yes, if you are not being treated well, you should strike. Also, as in call a pitch out. What's a pitch out? Next is 1F2, to manage by giving the signals or orders. That, as in, that catcher calls a good game. 1G1. Are we still in the ones for transitive? I think so. 1G1, to make a demand in bridge for a card or suit. So, you're calling a card or a suit. 1G2, to require a player to show the hand in poker by making an equal bet. I don't know a whole lot about poker, but I do know that. Okay, 1G3, to challenge to make good on a statement. I'm going to call you out on that, maybe. 1G4, wow, 1G4? To charge with or censure for an offense or an offense, as in, deserves to be called on that. 1H, to attract, as game, by imitating the characteristic cry. Like a goose call, a duck call, you're imitating it. Okay, next is 1I, to halt, as a baseball game, because of unsuitable conditions. Yeah, if it's storming, raining, you're going to call the game. 1J, to rule on the status of, as a pitched ball or a player's action, as in, call balls and strikes. To rule on the status of. Yeah, so when they pitch it, the umpire calls a ball or calls a strike or calls a foul. I guess they don't call fouls. Also as in, call a base runner safe. 1K, to give the calls for a square dance. And that is often used with the word off. Call off. Why is my closet door opening on its own? That was weird. Okay, next is 1L1. To demand payment of, especially by formal notice, as in call a loan. 1L2. To demand presentation of, as a bond or option, for redemption. To demand a presentation of or for redemption. 1M1. Man, yeah, we are still in the ones. 1M1, to get or try to get in communication with by telephone, as in, call the doctor to make an appointment. I actually need to call the dentist to make an appointment. My dentist appointment got canceled when this pandemic happened, and I still haven't rescheduled it. 1M2, to generate signals for a telephone number in order to reach the party to whom the number is assigned. It's such a silly way to say that. As in, call 911. 1M3, to make a signal to in order to transmit a message, as in, call the flagship. 2, we're on the twos. 2A, to speak of or address by a specified name, also give a name to, as in, call her Kitty. That's the capital K, it's a name, Kitty. Are you calling a cat Kitty? Are you calling a person Kitty? I don't know. 2B1, to regard or characterize as of a certain kind. Synonym is consider, as in, can hardly be called generous. Well, maybe you should change that. 2B2, to estimate or consider for purposes of an estimate or for convenience, as in, call it an even dollar. So if you're being charged $1.01, the person might say, just call it an even dollar. Just give me a dollar. I don't care about that 1 cent. 2C1, to describe correctly in advance of or without knowledge of the event. To describe correctly in advance of or without knowledge of the event. Synonym is predict. 2C2, to name or specify in advance, as in, call the toss of a coin. 3, to temporarily transfer control of computer processing to, as a subroutine or procedure. And then a synonym, I don't know if it's this, I think it's a synonym for the whole thing, all of these definitions, the synonym is summon. We have some phrases. That's going to take us into the next column. There's a bunch. Call a spade a spade. Number one for that, to call a thing by its right name, however coarse. Number two, to speak frankly. Next phrase, call for. 1, to call, as at one's house, to get. Let's try that one again. To call, to get. That's the definition. And an example is at one's house. But then we have an actual example of how you would use this, as in, I'll call for you after dinner. But don't call me late for dinner. Two, to require as necessary or appropriate, as in, the job calls for typing skills. Also as in, the design calls for three windows. But we're going to put in a fourth window. Next phrase, call forth. Synonyms are elicit and evoke, as in, these events call forth great emotions. Next phrase, call in question or call into question, and that means to cast doubt upon, as in, a report calling into question the drug's effectiveness. Next phrase, call it a day, to stop for the remainder of the day or for the present, whatever one has been doing. Did I say that correctly? To stop for the remainder of the day or for the present, whatever one has been doing. Well, pretty shortly, I will be calling it a day on this recording session. But then it's early in the day and we have a bunch of other recording to do for other podcasts. Next is call it quits. To call it a day. So that one, that definition is using a different definition in its own definition. And the synonym is just quit. Next is call names. To address or speak of a person or thing contemptuously or offensively. Call on. 1. To call upon. 2. To elicit a response from, as a student. As in, the teacher called on her first. Well, maybe she wasn't ready to be called on. She didn't have her presentation ready. Next phrase, call one's bluff. To challenge in order to expose an empty pretense or threat. Next phrase, call the shots. To be in charge or control. Determine the policy or procedure. Call the tune. To call the shots. Next phrase, call time. To ask for or grant a timeout. Call time. Oh, like calling a timeout. Yeah. To ask for or grant a timeout. Next is call to account. To hold responsible. Synonym is reprimand. And we have one last phrase with two definitions, call upon. One, synonyms are require and oblige, as in, may be called upon to do several jobs. Two, to make a demand on, depend on, as in, universities are called upon to produce trained professionals. Well, that is kind of their job. So we had the word call. I guess that means I have to make a song about this word call. If I had more time, I could come up with something good with these all these phrases. Maybe I could find ones that rhyme or something, but I do not have the time to do that right now. The word is call, and there's lots of why do all my songs start? They're the same thing. Why? There's no difference to them. Call, call, call your mother. Call your mother. Call your mother. That's it. Just call your mother. Say hello. Say I love you. That's probably good, and she will appreciate that. But I'm sorry, if you are estranged or your mother is no longer with us, maybe you can call a grandparent or your other parent or a mother figure or a friend. Just call somebody and say hi. All right, that's all I got to say today. This is December 29th. Thank you very much for listening. This has been Spencer Dispensing Information. Goodbye.